Readers and employees are bidding a fond farewell to the publisher of the News Tribune, the Olympian, and the Bellingham Herald newspapers. David Zeke's last day on the job is Friday. He sat down with CanKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick to talk about his lengthy career and the importance of a free press.
Dave, a lot of people in this region know your name, but they might not know much about you. Let's start with where you're from.
In my bio on the website, it says something that I've thought about at the time and has become more true over time. Texan by birth, Tacoman by choice.
Nice.
I grew up in West Texas in a family that had some newspaper connections. My mother had been a reporter. I had an uncle who was a reporter and an editor. But I didn't think about it as a career until halfway through college. I was struggling to kind of declare a major and finally thought about journalism. My thought was, it would be sufficiently noble in the sense that you wouldn't make much money, but you could make the world a better place. And I thought, well, that'd be good. And actually, it's been a fantastic career and a great choice. But grew up in Texas, went to school there, but then chose to finish at the University of Missouri because of its journalism program and worked in Kansas City and then for 20 years, and I've been here 25.
Well, you may have had your interest in journalism sparked in college, but it didn't take you long to become an advocate for press freedom and the First Amendment, among other things. That's certainly an important issue in today's news environment, but you've been a longtime champion of this issue. Why is it so important?
You know, I think it's like, does a fish know that it's swimming in water? I think early I didn't even much think about it. You're a journalist, and so you appreciate the First Amendment, or you nominally do in your head. But I think part of it was a year after I came to Tacoma, I went to Vietnam on a trip with editors, and I've been to China and other places in the world. I've been to the Ukraine, and I think the longer I've been in the business, and the more I see people kind of subtly attacking the First Amendment. You see it certainly in the president today, this enemy of the people stuff. But I also remember as a young reporter, a guy named Les Payne, who was one of the founders of Investigative Reporters and Editors, a great editor at Newsday, used to say, great journalism starts when a source says no. And so you see people all the time who don't want you to find stuff out. That should be a reporter or an editor's instinct. Well, there's a story there, clearly. But then you see it on the world stage. And my phrase is, it's metaphorical, but you want to kiss the ground when you get back to this country, when you get off the airplane, because freedoms that we have are so special. And it just comes into sharper focus when you travel and see what other people. I've been to Cuba as another place where you see journalists struggling to do the right thing. And it makes me appreciate our freedoms all the more. And the other great question that was posed to me in my career was, what are you doing journalism for? After a while, you start thinking, well, I'm doing it for the people who read this stuff, for the people I think I'm serving, and I'm doing it to preserve journalism. I'm doing it because we have a First Amendment, and I think that's important.
You mentioned doing it for the people you serve. Let's talk about your tenure at the News Tribune. It's been noted that you outlasted 5 Tacoma mayors, 3 Pierce County executives, and 3 Washington governors. What have your jobs been?
My career as a journalist, I started as a reporter, and I thought that's what I wanted to do. I started at the Kansas City Star as a reporter, and I was a reporter for about 3 years. And then I got an opportunity to go to the city desk, and I thought, well, I'll try it out. I'm not sure that's what I want to do. And I hit that and fell in love with it. Then I've been an editor in various capacities for most of the interim, and then a publisher, the person running the total news business for the News Tribune, the Olympian, and the Bellingham Herald for the last 10 years or so. There's been some variety in the career, but the heart of it has been as an editor. And I love that because I've always felt like my gift was to get the best out of other people. That collaborative process, working to make it better and as good as it can be, that's what fired me up. And so I guess I was more suited to be a coach, I think, than maybe a player.
Well, you're known as a tough editor, but also someone with a big heart. A lot of your employees fondly are describing the sense of family you've instilled in the newsroom there. I would imagine it would be hard to leave that. Why are you leaving now?
Well, I've been doing it a long time. Having run the business for the last 10 years, trying to make that turn to digital and keep the newspaper alive, keep several newspapers alive and as thriving as they can be, it's a challenge, but it's also, I'm ready for somebody else to do it, and I'm ready to look for something else to do. I don't have a clue what. We're going to stay here. I really want to look for something that I think has more to do with legacy. Sugi Dardarian, a great editor at the paper who's gone on to run the Minneapolis Star Tribune, used to have a great phrase, are you running from or to? And in this case, I'm running to, and I don't even know what it is, but I'm certainly not running from the News Tribune. Still love the place, love the people. I'll miss that, but I am ready for a new challenge.
What would you say your proudest moments are in your tenure at the paper?
One is that family feeling. We used to talk about be hard on the journalism and easy on the people. So be there when people are having crises, but also work with them to produce the best journalism you can. The other stuff is the effect of the journalism. And that has been substantial, the things that we've done. The David Brame event when the police chief killed his wife and then himself. And the reporting that we did thereafter, probing into the why and wherefore, how did that happen, who might have known, how might that have been prevented, led to change in city government and a very different style of city government that was, I think, attributable to the News Tribune. And we found some fault in ourselves and how we missed some things about Brame. And I think that's an important part of it, too, holding yourself accountable. And I think of some reporting that Sean Robinson did some years ago about the warehousing of mental patients in Western Washington and the poor care that they're getting. And we had to fight. We had to go to court to get the records to do that work. But it showed some problems that needed exposure. And we're seeing it now. Actually, the number one priority, I think, for the governor and the legislature, certainly at the top, is better funding for mental health care in this state. And I think that's a direct result or in part of our work. And I guess the last thing I would say, Kirsten, one of the most fun times was last year when the legislature wanted to exempt itself from the Public Records Act. And Kate Riley at the Seattle Times, the editorial page editor there, called me on a Sunday, said, Dave, I've got this idea. How many papers could we put together who could run editorials on page one asking the governor to veto this bill? Because he'd already agreed, they'd gone to him in advance, the people who were proposing this, and said, look, if we get veto-proof majorities, will you sign it? And he said, well, I guess there'd be no point in vetoing it. And Kate just said, no, by God, we need to stop this. And so I think there were 12 or 14 papers that did front page editorials the next Tuesday, I think it was. And the public outpouring was unbelievable. I think it was in the thousands, maybe 10,000 calls and letters and emails to the governor's office. And it gave him the courage to say, no, I don't think the legislature has the guts to overturn my veto. And so he vetoed it. And they didn't have the guts to do it. And we haven't resolved it yet. But I think that was another case of being in the right place, doing the right thing for the people of Washington. So those are the things I'm proud of, the stories that have that kind of impact that help people or reveal government to them so that the citizens and the legislature can do the right thing.
Well, hearing you talk with pride about all of this, Dave, I have to think that even though you say you don't know what your next adventure is going to be, once a journalist, always a journalist, how do you plan to stay involved in the profession?
That's a great question, and I don't know completely the answer to that. I was deeply involved in University of Washington Tacoma for 10 years on the advisory board, and this year was appointed as a regent to the University of Washington. Diana Kramer, who runs the university daily, more or less, and that communication school are terribly important to me. We have a communications program here at UWT, so I hope to be supportive of those as well in that capacity.
All right. Certainly not the last we've heard from you, Dave Zeke. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You bet, Kirsten. Thank you.